inmates. This is your warden, Will, speaking.
This is your corrections officer, Kina.
And while corrections officer Kina tosses your room for contraband, we'll be discussing our 2016 calendar year, upcoming events that we will be attending for this year, starting off in February. We typically take a break in November, December, and January.
It's holidays, so we take a break from November to January to just have some us time and refresh for the new year, what to expect from us the next year at con schedule and where we'll be. So
early January is when our first episodes will start popping onto the, like this year and next year and the year after that. So that's when you can start expecting new content.
So our actual con schedule of the first con will be at 2016 is not actually a convention. It's a cruise. And it's held by Convoluted. They're a convention party group.
Yeah, they're a group. They host a lot of great parties. One of them is the Anything But Clothes party at Dragon Con. It's one of the ones that I know about. We've never attended that particular party. It is on our list of to-do.
For this year?
Yeah, and ABC party, Anything But Clothes, is a party where you wear anything but clothes. Saran wrap, cardboard.
Lampshade. Sweet tart candy.
Something to cover your naughty bits that's not actual clothing. So, and they're a really fun group. We've hung out with a lot of members of the group, and we've decided to support them, and there's a cruise that's coming up. That's
right, so basically it's a convention. It's a gathering of con friends that are getting together to party, have different party events on a cruise, which is pretty interesting. It's pretty cool because you always say that a convention is like a cruise that doesn't go anywhere.
Well, this is a convention that is a cruise.
Yes.
This will be our first time doing a cruise convention thing. There are convention cruises out there. I know there have been some Star Wars ones and some horror ones and stuff in the past.
Star Wars one, that's like hosted by Disney.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Obviously,
and
yeah.
We're wanting to go on one of those eventually.
Yeah.
And there's one coming up this year, maybe the beginning of this year. We'll give out some more information on when we do our podcast.
Check out our Facebook for any additional information on stuff like that.
Yeah, so, but when we do our podcast on events and things that we're not able, and conventions we're not able to make it to, maybe that'll be one that we'll discuss. It is the Walking Dead, right? I think it's Walking Dead cruise.
Oh, Walker's. Is it the Walker's? No, it's not Walker's. It is a Walking Dead cruise.
Yeah.
That cruise is from the 4th of February to the 8th of February.
And it's sponsored by Girls of the Con, and I know MarksterCon, which is another party group. I'm not sure if he sponsors it, but he has a lot of involvement with it. So it should be pretty fun. Looking forward to going to that and then giving you guys a podcast after con review of how it went.
Yeah, and that's leaving out of Jacksonville and going out to the Bahamas. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then coming up in March, we have ConjureCon. Right off the go in March, it's March 5th through the 6th, and that's at the Orlando Wyndham. That's a great little con. We went to the first ConjureCon. It was not last year, but the year before. And we had a lot of fun. It was a little convention. It was at the DoubleTree at that time. Mm-hmm. This time it's going to be at the Orlando Wyndham, which we're really excited about because that is a great little convention hotel, and they're awesome. They treat their attendees very well at that hotel.
Yeah, and it's a good hotel to have nighttime events at a convention, and it encourages parties so you can hang out with your friends, have a good time, which was missing at the first ConjureCon.
Definitely. But they did have the party bus, which was a phenomenal time, hosted by Sandeep from
the Guild.
The Guild and Adventures of Neil. Sandeep Parekh. I don't know how to pronounce your last name. I'm sorry, man.
Well, you better find out and say it correctly next time.
I'll ask him at the convention. He's a great guy. And then Dana Snyder is going to be there again as well. He is always a pleasure to hang out with. Him and Him and Sandeep both are very, very awesome guys to hang out with. They have a lot of fun with people.
Yeah, so. Sandeep Pariki really made the party bus a lot of fun. And it was something different that I had never experienced at a con. So it was very exciting. And even though I think the nightlife at this con is going to be much better this year with it being at the Wyndham, I still plan on doing the party bus because that's how much of a great time I had on it last time. And we got to go with
just
friends.
Some great venues.
Experience new venues with some great friends, and that was fun. And there's a few of those venues that we've been back to several times.
The Cloak and Blaster.
The Cloak and Blaster.
And the Geek Easy.
And the Geek Easy that we've introduced friends to since learning about it ourselves at the convention.
And they're not con-related things, but they are geek culture. I think we are going to maybe do an episode where we feature some geek locales in our local areas with the Orlando area. And we've got a new place here called the Green Dragon Inn near where we live in Hudson, Florida.
Maybe we can set up and do a podcast from there.
That'd be great.
Cool.
That'd be a great thing. So look forward to that in the future. And then right after Fanboy, a couple weekends later, we got Fanboy Expo.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to Fanboy.
I really am too. They have a phenomenal guest list coming out. And that's always been a great show as well. It's been in Tampa, but this time it's in
Lakeland.
The Lakeland Center.
Yeah.
We'll get more information on that in the pre-con
it's
show.
It's going to be at the Lakeland Convention Center. They're going to have several host hotels that they haven't listed yet. That's the only downfall to it, I believe, is that every time we've been to it in Tampa, when they had it, it was at a hotel. And I feel like they were headed in the right direction. As far as I really enjoy conventions that are held in a hotel versus a convention center.
Bar none. It's a much better experience.
It's a better experience, and I think it allows you to get to know the other convention goers better when it's in a hotel, especially if they're staying at the hotel. Then you try to meet up later and hang out. And talk about geek stuff and talk about the convention.
And then those guests for the convention, the celebrity guests that are staying in that hotel, they will typically come out and hang out with some of the attendees at the convention.
So it's like you have more access to the celebrity guests.
Yeah. And that's going to be from the 12th to the 13th. It's a 2-day convention, just like Conjure.
Yeah.
Saturday and Sunday. And again, there'll be a pre-show convention for them. A couple of the celebrity guests that we're really excited about, they've already announced.
You're really excited about.
Oh, man. Lori Petty. Holy crap.
I'm excited
crap.
About her, too, but he's like on a whole nother
Tank
level.
Girl. Awesome. She's going to be there. And then there are several that
League
we're both
of her
excited
own.
About.
Orange is the New Black. You know, yeah. I
yeah.
Like her too.
I mean, she's awesome.
I'm excited
Dukes of Hazzard.
About the Dukes of Hazzard. So, yeah.
Bo Duke and Daisy Duke, and it's gonna be awesome. They're all three of them are gonna be there. All three of the Dukes are gonna be there.
Yeah,
and
I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden, she's gonna be there.
Unbelievable.
I mean, she's a classic, right?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Who ever thought we'd meet? You know, the Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie.
She was at Dragon Con a few years ago, and I didn't get a chance to meet her. So this will be the perfect opportunity. She was there with. Is it Larry Hagman? Is that how you pronounce his name? I hope I'm not.
I'm not sure. I'm horrible with names.
Right. But he was from, obviously, Dallas as well as I Dream of Jeannie. So, and he passed away. So now we won't have a chance to meet him.
And it's these people that we really need to get in and meet these people because they're not going to be with us any longer. You know, you've only got so many opportunities when somebody's getting up there in age and, to get in there and see them. And in April.
And before we move on, one good thing about Fanboy, they're still growing here, the convention they have here in Florida, but they have also a Nashville show that they do.
Yes.
Knoxville show. So they're really learning a lot from the different shows that they're putting on in other areas. And they're really trying hard to make this a family show and to bring the best experience that they can to their concourse. And one thing I like about them, too, is they're not trying to gouge you with prices. Their VIP is one of the most affordable I've seen. That not only is it affordable, but you get a lot for your package.
You get a lot of, you get a gift bag.
Yeah.
Full of goodies and free autographs and stuff.
Free autographs, comic books.
Lunch boxes, stuff like that.
All kinds of different things. So it's really, you get a lot for your money. It's really worth it.
And typically, from our past experience, they bring autographed pictures from shows outside of mm-hmm. their other shows and put them in their VIP gift bags. Mm-hmm. So you can get autographs from people who aren't even at the convention you're going to. So that's kind of cool.
Okay, and before we move on to the next convention, I kind of like to correct myself whenever I can. You were right about the Walking Dead cruise. It is Walker Stalker, and it's like January 16th to the 18th, something like that.
That'd be a fun one to attend.
That would be a fun one, but the prices are like
astronomical.
Outrageous.
Yeah, that's a... Well,
typical of
Walker Stalker. They're getting more outrageous.
And Larry Hagman was the one that I was thinking of, and he did, you know, pass away. So, like you said, when you have these older guests that you want to get,
she's trying to be diplomatic with the older guest thing.
Well, you know, when you have someone you admire that's been around for a while, you have the opportunity to get their autograph, you might want to go ahead and do it. And, you know, don't
even
wait.
If you don't get their autograph, walk up to their table and say hi. You know, take the opportunity for yourself to have that much memory of this person in real life to walk up and say hi and tell them that you appreciate the work that they did and how they affected your childhood. You know, there have been many guests where I haven't been able to afford to get their autograph, but just walking up to their table and saying hi to them, at least I know I met this person, you know. So moving on. To April, we got April 1st through the 3rd, and that's going to be Spooky Empire's April show, and that's going to be at the Orlando Wyndham as well. So they're bringing it home.
Two different shows at the Wyndham. I'm looking forward to that.
I really am, too. I'm really excited about going to the Wyndham for two shows. Mm-hmm. It's been very depressing passing by the Wyndham for the last few years, knowing that we had such a great time there that we're not going back to the Wyndham. And this year we get to go twice.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
And they haven't really released a guest list yet for their April show. And we're not really going for the guest list anyway. We're going because it's back at the Wyndham. We want to see, does it still have that feeling that we liked? Or has it changed because we've been gone so long and they've made so many different changes to the hotel itself? And obviously, that's the one that it's kind of near and dear to your heart. So,
that was the first hotel, yeah. The first convention mm-hmm. we'd ever gone to for that.
So we have a lot of friends who are hanging on to that nostalgia themselves. They have Spooky has a special place in for them also. So we have a lot of friends who are going, and we'll be able to hang out with friends. So sometimes it's not always about the guest list. And this is one of those conventions where it's really about our friends.
Yeah, this one, regardless of guest list, is going to be worth attending for the party alone. It is going to be wild. Being back at the Wyndham, Spooky, back at the Wyndham, people are going to go all out with this one. I think we're going to have a really great time. And it's going to be back to the feeling of a miniature Dragon Con mm-hmm. in Orlando. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So... Spooky's been a show, like we said in the past, that was our first shows. 2009 Spooky at the Wyndham was our first convention ever. And to go back to Spooky and back to the Wyndham mm-hmm. In that location, that's going to be a really fun thing. Spooky's always been a fun show. It's lost a little bit with moving venue to venue to venue,
yeah.
trying to get that.
Trying
to find a home and trying to find a rhythm. Mm-hmm. The Wyndham had its own rhythm, and Spooky had developed a rhythm with the hotel that really comes from a relationship between the convention and the hotel. And without that relationship, for the hotel to know to leave the guest alone, let them stay at the pool because they're not going to jump in the pool and act like idiots out in the pool.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Well, we're going to act like drunken idiots, but we're pretty, for the most part, this crowd that goes to the conventions, we're very good at self-regulating.
Yeah.
And we're very good at about keeping a bad element from being really prevalent in our interactions.
You have a few people who like to get drunk and act stupid, but for the most part, everyone just wants to get drunk, have fun, hang out with their friends.
Exactly. So, like she said, we don't have much other information other than it's going to be the 1st to the 3rd at the Orlando Wyndham of April. 1st to the 3rd of April at the Orlando Wyndham. I gotta use grammar.
You've been hanging around me too long.
Punctuation is key. Then May. May is going to be MegaCon's first four-day convention. It's a Friday through Monday, the 26th
blah,
or 29th.
Blah, 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 blah. You will not see me there for 4 days. Not at MegaCon. I don't think so. Be lucky.
How do you really feel?
If I'm there for 2 days.
I don't know. It really depends on pass, what pass we have, and what friends are coming down for it. A lot of people love MegaCon.
Yeah, a lot of people love it.
It's just her deal with MegaCon is MegaCon tends to be very, 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 very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't usually...
If you're that crowded and you have a huge amount of people who are coming to your convention who come every year, you're making enough money to rent out more of the convention center to make it a better experience for your guests. So when you don't do that, you're just being selfish. And why should I give you my money? But anyway, I will get... No.
Wow.
Well, no, I got a little bit more to say. I'm not going to be completely harsh because they are under new management. So I'm willing to give them a chance, since they're under new management, to see if they're going to do things a little bit different.
Yeah, last year MegaCon was purchased by a new company. I don't have the information on that.
When you talk about MegaCon, we focus on its own show, we'll have all of that information.
Yeah, for the pre-show, we will definitely be giving you a lot more information on who's running the show, who's going to be there, and what's going on.
Because they're also going to have, I don't know if they're going to have it this year, but last year they also had the MegaCon Fan Days, which was like the 21st, the 23rd or something. It was like around Thanksgiving. I don't know if they're doing that again this year, but when we're ready to do our pre-show for MegaCon, that information should be released by then and we can discuss it. But one guest I know that they have released, because they, again, most of these conventions, because we're giving you the whole year of conventions we're going to, haven't released their guest list yet. But they have at least released their first guest, which is going to be William Shatner.
Oh, yeah. The Shat. Yeah. He's going to be there again. That's awesome.
Excitement from you. You're like, I'm over it.
No, I've never been a fan of the old Star Trek. You know, boo, boo. You know, I like Next Generation. And I'm a Star Wars.
I know. Michelle Nichols on it.
He's an icon.
He's an icon. I mean, if you have the opportunity to get his autograph, you should, especially since I always wanted Leonard Nimoy, and you know, we didn't get a chance to get him. We wanted to get it the year Shatner was at Dragon Con. Well, that one I have is an excuse, because the lines were, come on, unexplainable. There, I just, you know, okay, I guess I don't have an excuse, because if, you know, I could have sucked it up and stood in the long line and I didn't. So now I don't.
Well, the problem with these guests is you get the VIP pass for the convention.
But was at DragonCon, so there was no VIP pass.
Well, I'm talking about MegaCon right now.
Oh, okay.
So MegaCon, they're one of these conventions where you get a VIP pass. That counts for every guest except for two. or one or two. I know that from experience last year with Stan Lee, MegaCon's VIP pass was for all the guests except for Stan Lee. For Stan Lee, you had to purchase a Stan Lee VIP pass. But that VIP pass is only good for Stan Lee. So if you want a VIP pass for the entire show, you had to buy the MegaCon VIP pass, the Stan Lee VIP pass. So it's just like really a lot. And then you got to pay for the autograph on top of that.
Yeah.
I think the Stan Lee VIP pass actually came with an autograph. But it just, if Stan Lee's the only reason you're going to the con, or William Shatner's the only reason you're going to the con, and you want to buy their VIP pass, that's awesome. Go do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. It's there. But I really don't like this split VIP thing.
No, I don't. And
Walker Stalker's really bad about it, too, where you can buy a VIP pass for almost every single guest at the show, and then a VIP pass for the whole show, but it doesn't really count for those guests. It's really a convoluted mess, and I don't like to use their name in it, but it is a convoluted mess. It's at our first Walker Stalker, we had a great time.
Yeah.
But we had this experience where the VIPs outnumbered the general admission. They had sold so many VIP passes that getting an autograph in a VIP line was almost general admission.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a specific VIP pass for a specific guest.
For Andrew Lincoln, and it turned out to be...
We spent the entire day.
It wasn't worthless because we at least did get his autograph, and had we not had that VIP, we wouldn't have gotten it. But I spent all Saturday in line waiting to get that autograph.
The entire day. With
it. The entire day.
Behind people who didn't have his VIP pass. It was crazy because they showed up the lines before.
I would say behind people who didn't have his VIP pass because they had a VIP pass. But just not a VIP pass for him. Like, they would had one for, like, Norman Reedus or someone, you know.
The only good thing about Walker Stalker as far as their VIP goes is if you bought the Andrew Lincoln VIP pass, it counted for Andrew Lincoln and all the other guests as a VIP.
Yes.
So
you didn't have
that.
To buy an extra one, so that was good.
You didn't have to worry about doubling up on VIP just to have access to the rest of the show as a VIP. Okay, moving on now.
MegaCon. We're supposed to be talking about MegaCon. We started talking about Walker Stalker.
It's because it tied in.
Yeah, it did.
And then June, we're taking a break in June. We don't have anything posted or scheduled in June.
Yeah, that's our mid-season finale because we're like professionals.
And then July.
I guess we're not professionals. He just talked right over that. Like, yeah, you're professional, but I'm not. Okay. In July. In July, we're going to SuperCon, which will be in Miami. And it will actually be held at the Miami. Will it be at the Miami Convention Center?
I'm not sure what the convention center is called.
Okay.
I believe it is the Miami Convention
Center.
But it's
going to be from 1st to the 4th, which July, over the July 4th weekend.
It's another four-day con.
It's another four-day, yeah.
And we haven't gone to that one for more than a day. We've had good experiences there.
You keep saying that you want to stay over.
I do want to. I want to stay a night there just to kind of see Miami a little bit more. We've never stayed in Miami. Don't start singing that song. We can't afford the song.
Hey, I can't sing, so it sounds nothing like the song.
Okay,
so
that is
true. We're not going to get charged for it.
That is true. But the SuperCon typically has a really great guest list. We went down for the Sunday last year, and a couple of years before that, we went down for a Saturday with some friends. It's a very big convention. A lot of people. And a really good guest list. What's going on?
I'm laughing because
she's on her phone looking at
because I said that William Shatner will be at MegaCon, actually, it's Florida SuperCon. It's SuperCon.
Oh, he's going to be at SuperCon.
Yes, and I said MegaCon.
But like I said, SuperCon is the weekend of July 4th. It's the 1st through the 4th in Miami. It's a fun little show, or a fun big show, fun medium-sized show, depending on how you look at it. For a lot of congoers, it's going to be a really big show. For Dragon Con attendees, it's a fun little show. It can get really crowded, so be prepared for crowds, especially on Saturday. Even on Sunday, we saw a pretty strong cosplay, and that's something we didn't mention for MegaCon. Mm-hmm. We didn't mention for MegaCon. MegaCon is huge in cosplay.
Yes.
If you're going out to a convention to see costuming mm-hmm. and see some amazing costumes, MegaCon's really a great show to go to.
That's my favorite thing about that con. So I am excited about something because every year I stand out in the inside the convention center, but before you go into
in the main,
actual
like, hall
main
of the
hall
convention
where you have to show your badge, so you can actually see all of these costumes and cosplays without really even having to go and pay to get into the actual con. Not that I'm promoting that, but you know, you can do it and get a lot of cool pictures.
And MegaCon, another thing with MegaCon, it's typically a younger crowd, a lot of anime. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. There's a lot of anime costuming where you're gonna be standing there going, the heck is that?
And a lot of times, like, when I don't know, I'm like, oh, that's from anime, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not familiar with that. That must be anime. Oh, they have orange horns. That's anime. And gray skin. That's anime, right? And it probably isn't. It's just...
No, it is. No, it is.
But there's nothing wrong with that because there should and is a convention out there for everyone. So, it's gives...
And SuperCon is kind of the same way. It's held in a convention center, just like MegaCon. A really good outing of costuming and stuff, and a really strong guest list. They like she said, she accidentally said that Shatner was going to be at MegaCon. It's actually SuperCon he's going to be at. So both MegaCon and SuperCon typically have really strong guest lists.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of great people to go see. And then we got in August, coming up on August, Tampa Bay Comic Con. And that's going to be the 5th through the 7th. Tampa Bay Comic Con is a relatively new show in the Tampa Bay area. They've been around for a few years. They're still developing a lot of their convention. We didn't get to attend last year. It was one of those shows, just like... Fanboy last year, we were unable to attend due to some issues, but we're going this year to Tampa Bay Comic Con. We had a great time there, costuming, not last year, but the year before. It was really a real fun time.
Yeah, it's at the Tampa Bay Convention Center, so definitely going on Saturday.
Definitely Saturday, maybe Sunday.
Maybe.
We haven't decided.
Considering whether we're going to stay the night, Saturday night. So that's still up for
us. Well, one of the
things
about it is the convention's open on Saturday until midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So the vendor room, I think, closes like 8 or something like that. But they plan on having convention stuff going until midnight. So the convention center itself is open until midnight. We'll see what they actually do with that time. And that's going to be a lot of things that are going to determine whether or not we're going to check that out all up until midnight. And even at midnight, we can drive home. We're only 45 minutes from there. But we're really looking forward to Tampa Bay Comic Con. And again, that's the 5th through the 7th of August.
Mm-hmm.
Dun, dun, dun. Getting up to September.
Yeah. That's what I'm really excited about.
It's the show that ends all shows. It is Dragon Con.
Well, then if it ends all shows, we should just stop with Dragon Con and not go.
We could probably do an entire year's worth of podcasts just on Dragon Con alone.
And there are people who do.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there are convention mm-hmm. podcasts out there just for Dragon Con, and they have a whole year of content. It is the biggest thing. Really here, the Southeast especially, it dwarfs MegaCon, it dwarfs SuperCon. It is huge. It is in Atlanta. It's over Labor Day weekend, which is the 1st through the 5th mm-hmm. of September. And we're going to be staying at the Hilton this year.
Yeah, we prefer the Hyatt, but we got the Hilton last year and again this year, so that's where we'll be staying. And it stays the convention.
No, I'm scratching my ear.
Oh, okay. He's scratching his ear.
I'm scratching my ear, okay. And she's looking at me like, what are you trying to tell me?
Should I fix my headphones? What's going on? But, yeah, the convention is held over 3 main host hotels, actually 5 main host hotels, yeah. And then they have a bunch of outer site hotels. So the main 5, which includes the big 3, the Hilton, Hyatt, and Marriott, and then the smaller 2, Westin and Sheraton. And I break it up that way because the Sheraton and Westin are a little bit quieter.
Kind of peripheral. Yeah. And a little quieter mm-hmm. As far as the main convention is concerned. Yeah, the Marriott is the center of attention. Mm-hmm. That main floor of the Marriott is where a majority of your costumers and photographers and people are going to be hanging out. It's where the rave is mm-hmm. Saturday night and, you know, a lot of parties and a lot of stuff going on.
And these hotels sell out like a year in advance, but there's a really good Facebook page called DragonCon Rooms that you can go to. And as people cancel and they can't go, they give those, sign those rooms over to other people. And it calls for a little bit of trust.
Yeah,
it worked out for us last year because that's actually how we got our room, the Hilton.
Yes. Yeah. And like she said, it's a little bit of trust involved because you gotta make sure that the person's actually gonna transfer rooms mm-hmm. to you, and it's really trust on both sides.
Parts,
both
yeah.
parties have to be really trusting in this. And my advice is just to talk to the person, kind of get to know them, look at their Facebook, mm-hmm. you know, kind of see the kind of person you're dealing with before you commit financially to taking over their room. But it is a great mm-hmm. Facebook page, and like she said, that's how we got our room last year.
Yeah, because
we were looking at not
these,
being able to go to DragonCon yeah. or rooming with other mm-hmm. friends, and we typically like to have our own room at DragonCon specifically mm-hmm. because of our schedule is kind of chaotic mm-hmm. at DragonCon. We're coming in all hours of the day or night. We're costuming. We're changing costumes. We're a little bit messy. At least I'm a little bit messy. I tend to spread out. Especially when I'm bringing a larger costume like Darth Vader or something else. It takes a lot of space for that stuff. And having roommates is kind of inconvenient in that way mm-hmm. for
well, that's why
conflicting
he
schedules.
Likes to have his own room at DragonCon. For me, it's more of an anxiety thing because DragonCon is so huge and crowded that I have to know that I have a guaranteed spot that I can go back to and be alone if I need to and kind of recoup and everything before I head back out and not have to deal with other people if I need it. All of these other cons we go to, smaller cons, I don't really have to worry about that because no matter how crowded it is, it's never as crowded as DragonCon. So
MegaCon can get there.
Yeah, MegaCon.
Ugh. MegaCon actually can get worse than DragonCon.
Yeah, because at least with DragonCon, you feel like there's,
within
the convention,
out.
It's so spread out. There are places you can walk off and catch your breath if you need to, whereas MegaCon, it feels like you can't get that. Like you're caught up in a crowd and you can't get out of it. So,
yeah, for instance, Saturday during the day, the Marriott, it's elbow to elbow in there in the main atrium level. But if you go down one floor or go down to the next floor, you're going to find the crowd is a lot thinner. Just simply going down a floor, mm-hmm. you're going to find the crowd is a little thinner. Stepping out to a smoking area mm-hmm. or taking one of the bridges over to the Hyatt or the Hilton. You're going to find smaller crowds, and you're constantly able to find those spaces where you can kind of gather yourself a little bit,
yeah.
even within the convention. And then having a host hotel, staying in one of the three main host hotels, the Hyatt, the Hilton, and the Marriott, you have easy access to your private space mm-hmm. where you, if you need to get away from everything, you can go up there, decompress, have a drink, mm-hmm. get something to eat, do whatever you need to do, take a nap, you know, and know that that space is available to you all the time. It is a great comfort. And you'll be hearing a lot about Dragon Con over the next few months.
We may do a few shows on Dragon Con, yeah.
And it's really...
And you also check out the Facebook page, because there will be a lot of information posted on there. You're creating a map of the different outer hotels and the different prices and phone numbers. So it will be a great reference for people who are wanting to go and trying to find a room. Because that's the biggest difficulty of Dragon Con, is trying to find a hotel to stay at.
Right now, I've identified 27 hotels within a reasonable walking distance of Dragon Con. You can utilize the MARTA, and you can stay pretty much anywhere in Atlanta you really want. But in taxis and all that
Uber,
what have you. But I'm focusing mainly on what's within a reasonable walking distance mm-hmm. of the main hotels. So that you can have that great Dragon Con experience and maybe find a hotel that somebody hasn't tapped all the rooms out of yet. Like the Loft last year mm-hmm. had rooms all the way up until right before Dragon Con. They still had rooms. And that, from what I hear, is a great hotel to stay in. So I'm going to compile this list. It's going to have the name, the address, and phone number for every hotel. And also I'm going to be creating a map of the parking mm-hmm. areas around Dragon Con. So you know where to park your car if you're driving up. Mm-hmm. If you're not driving up, you're flying to Dragon Con, the MARTA goes straight into the Peachtree. Yeah.
We flew for the first time to Dragon Con last year, and we took mm-hmm. the MARTA in. And it wasn't as bad as it was
a painless experience, mm-hmm. really. And on the way back, mm-hmm. The actual Labor Day day, Monday, the MARTA was free.
Yeah.
You just walked on and got onto the MARTA, and you didn't have to pay to ride it. Mm-hmm. So kind of check that out. If you're coming into Dragon Con and you're leaving on Monday, check to see if the MARTA is going to be free again. I don't know if it's a thing they do every Labor Day.
It is something that they do every Labor Day, because I had heard about it the year prior also.
So just keep that in mind when you're buying your pass to come to Dragon Con on the MARTA. Don't buy a return pass. You might be wasting your money if you're going back on Monday. So,
oh, but you want to keep your MARTA card, right?
Yeah, you want to keep your MARTA card. But I don't think that was really necessary either. I think they just had the gates open and you just walk right on in.
No. I'm talking about keep it for, like, we kept ours for this
because they do
year.
Charge you a small fee mm-hmm. for the MARTA card when you initially. The recharge is cheaper than the initial
one. Yeah, so we just kept our card.
That's a good point. Yeah. Dragon Con, like I said, you're going to be hearing, like we both have said, you're going to be hearing a lot about Dragon Con, because it is the biggest event we go to. We have not been able to go to San Diego Comic-Con yet. It is on our list of our basically convention bucket list to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Maybe one of these days. Come on now. We have all these friends that go. We need some advice, like... We're trying to give advice for the ones we've been to. You guys give us some advice for the ones you've been to, because we want to make it to that one. That one is on our bucket list.
Definitely.
So maybe we should just do a whole show on that one.
Please help us get the San Diego Comic-Con episode. Please. Dragon Con, there's so many different...
You have to be grandfathered in to get to San Diego Comic-Con.
It really is. It's gotten to the point where you have to have bought tickets to get tickets. Mm-hmm. And it's just insane in that way. They're talking about moving it.
I really only want to go once, to be honest with you. And for just to have the experience just to go, since it's one of the other big ones. And... If I go and have a great experience, yeah, of course I'll want to go again. But to be honest with you, I don't think that I will, because it seems so industry driven.
Yeah.
And it doesn't...
There's a definite difference in the tone between San Diego Comic-Con and Dragon Con. The great thing about Dragon Con, one of the things I love, is it is very much fan-driven.
Yeah.
The panels, other than the celebrity panels, which they have a lot of because they have a lot of celebrity guests, and these celebrity guests give multiple panels. They don't just give, typically at a convention, you can get like one panel with each guest. They're giving panels like once a day.
Yeah.
Because just so many people want to go to these panels, they have to give more than one. Especially for your bigger guests like your William Shatner or somebody like that. They're gonna be given like a panel Friday or Saturday and then a Sunday and then Monday. It's going to be a lot of panels. But most of the panels are fan driven. These are fan panels. These are people that are coming to Dragon Con just like you, who've decided that they're a subject matter expert, or they like to think themselves as a subject matter expert on something. And they're doing a panel on that, and it might be something that interests you. You know, they got, for instance, electronics panels, robotics, podcasting panels, which we probably should be attending a lot more of those, considering how badly we're doing at this one.
Aww, that's not nice.
No, I think we're doing a good job. But by
the end of this year, we're going to be like
professionals. We might need that mid-season finale, right?
See? You remembered.
But Dragon Con is the con. That's the big one. And we're going to be doing a lot of shows. And a lot of our other shows, like our next couple shows, are going to be conning on a budget. And a lot of it's going to be our experiences from going to Dragon Con. Because that's the one we're going outside of our home base. Mm-hmm. And we're traveling cross country to it. You know, it's a 7-hour trip for us. Well, not cross country, but across state lines at least.
Okay, there you go. That's better. I'm gonna need you to pull out.
But what's the difference between going 7 hours down the road or 14 hours down the road?
I might
either way, we're
drive.
Outside of our home base.
That's the difference. I might help with the drive. No, I help drive when we go to Georgia.
She says she does.
I do. But That's true. When you think about it, that really is the only one that we're going out of state for this year. You know that?
Yeah. And really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But it's one that you have to do a lot of preparation for.
And in October, getting to our last convention of the year, is going to be Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend. Now, when we talk about our 2009 show, it was our first year, first convention, it was more specifically the Spooky Empire's Ultimate Horror Weekend that we went to.
The October show, yeah.
The October show. And they haven't given us a date on that, and they haven't given us the location. I'm going to kind of assume that we're going to be back at the previous hotel. We're not going to be at the Wyndham for the October show. The October show is way too big for the Wyndham.
The Wyndham is really small. So,
especially since they made it smaller.
Yeah.
They tore down a lot of the buildings in the Wyndham, especially on the north end of, of the, or the,
and
yeah, the north
for
end
the October
of the hotel.
Show, like you said, the guest list is usually bigger. They tend to get bigger names. And in the last few years, a lot of the hotels they have picked have been specifically because of what the guests want. And a lot of the guests don't seem to want to be at the Wyndham. They want, like, the Hilton or the hotels like that. So, yeah.
So
I
have a feeling it'll be back
at
the Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt Hotel in Orlando, near the convention center. It was a really nice hotel. I mean, I can't speak badly to the hotel. The security was nuts.
They weren't rude, though. They were nice and everything. They were just doing their job. So
yeah, but you got machete in signing autographs, and they were
confiscating
machetes.
Listen here, warden. Don't talk about security officers.
You're a corrections officer.
Oh, okay. Talk about them bitches. Oh, excuse my language. Excuse my language. I don't think any kids are listening anyway, but whatever.
No, this is more of an adult-oriented show.
So go to
We're
bed.
We're keeping the language kind of mild.
So you kids go to bed.
But you know, this really isn't a family show. You know, it's more, we're going to be talking a lot about partying and drinking and, and doing that sort of, so it is an adult-oriented show.
All right.
I'm just not dropping F-bombs every 5 minutes, but a little bit of cursing never
hurt
anybody.
And I'll be a lady, too, then, since so you're not going to drop an F-bomb, so I guess I'll be nice.
No, you can say whatever you want.
But yeah, the security was pretty intense.
They were checking people's bags. They weren't allowing people to bring machetes in, even prop machetes. Now, I think plastic machetes would have been acceptable. I don't know if they heard that or not.
I didn't want them to hear it, babe. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I mean, I don't know if they heard that or not.
I know
you didn't want that to be heard.
Oh, okay.
But, some friends of mine were hanging out outside of the convention space. They were with inside of security.
You got friends?
A couple.
Okay.
They tell me, I guess.
All right.
But mainly because of you. Yeah. Nobody wants to hang out with
you. They don't know me.
First words out of their mouth is, hey, where's your wife?
You got a wife?
Apparently. Anyway, she's the one who tells me what to do every day. And they came up to, they left the security area and went to them and told them they weren't allowed to drink in the convention hall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, we're not in the convention. If we try to go over there, you can tell us not to drink.
Mm-hmm.
But we're over here. And they left them alone.
So they let them drink?
Yeah, they left them alone because they weren't actually going into the convention drinking.
Okay.
They were in the hotel, but apparently the security wasn't really caring about the hotel itself. It's just they didn't want people bringing alcoholic beverages into the convention space. I have a problem with that a little bit.
Why?
Because part of our experience at Spooky, we bought some drinks at the hotel. We'd sit at the bar and buy a few drinks. But conning on a budget, you've got to buy your own alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nearly as much fun to drink up in your room and then come down and party and not have anything to drink while you're downstairs. And they're going to put the party, I put that in quotation marks, inside the convention space.
Yeah.
And not allow you to bring in alcohol. Just kind of.
What did they have their alcohol in? Like cups?
I think he had it in. One of the guys, when he was going through the security checkpoint, the security guard smelled his Monster energy drink to make sure there wasn't alcohol in it.
Oh, no, you can't sniff my drink.
Yeah, they were doing stuff like that.
Yeah, see, yeah, that's a problem.
You know, I think being, like, not letting people bring in a cooler of beer or bring in a big jug of alcohol, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But to smell somebody's drink, they're bringing in a can or a bottle.
Yeah, I think that's a little much.
That's a little much. If they're being discreet, leave them
alone. If they're being discreet, leave them alone. Because you're not saying they can't bring in water or they can't bring in soda or energy drink. So if they have that, leave them alone. But if you're coming down and you have a bottle of beer or you have this huge cooler, I got to look in that cooler to make sure there's no alcohol in there. So that's just them doing their job. But you being discreet and then they're still questioning you, I think that's going a little bit overboard. Because, you know, I don't want you sniffing my drink because now I don't even, whether you say I can keep it or not, whether it really is a Monster drink, I don't even want it anymore. Those damn Monster drinks are not cheap.
Well, here's the funny thing.
And I know it wasn't a Monster drink, but still, I don't don't sniff my drink. That's, like, not very, that's germs to me.
And another funny thing was, you know, they were not allowing people to bring in a machete. You had Danny Trejo in there signing autographs. And you can't bring a machete in. But if you go into the vendor room, there were two vendors in there selling machetes, swords, knives, everything but guns. You could go into the vendor room and buy a real sword, but they weren't letting somebody bring in a metal machete.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
No sense at all. You know, it just.
But you got to remember that this that Spooky happened
right after
the Fort Myers incident with ZombieCon.
For those who don't know, at the Fort Myers ZombieCon this last year, there was a shooting. I believe
someone died.
Somebody died. There were a few injured.
Yep.
It was unfortunate, uncalled for. event that should never have happened. So, yeah, I understand security, but there's a difference between security and just douchebaggery.
Yeah. And there's a difference between real security and false security, too. So.
Yes. And that pretty much wraps up our convention schedule for 2016. And any other notes? Thoughts?
No, just the standouts for me. I'm really looking forward to the Convoluted Con Cruise because it's a cruise.
A cruise.
You know, so it's different just by nature of the type of event that it is. Conjure.
There was one thing. We mentioned we wanted to bring this up. Every year for our convention schedule, we want to have at least one or two new things, stuff we've never done before. You know, everything on this list we've done before, except for Convoluted's Con Cruise. So we're really excited
about that.
That's something new for us. Mm-hmm. Next year, we're hoping to add a couple more new conventions, new venues.
Especially
get out of the Orlando, Atlanta areas. Mm-hmm. Where we typically go to conventions in Tampa.
Yeah, because so far the only time that we have gotten out of that area is when we went to Mad Monster Party, which was awesome.
That was an awesome convention in North Carolina. That was awesome.
And they also have like a Louisiana show, and that's the one I want to go to. So maybe
They're having one this year in Louisiana.
But maybe next year.
Yeah.
So if they have it there again next year, I would love to go to it. If not, then I'm fine with North Carolina.
So we're looking forward to the Convoluted Concrete. I'm really looking forward to Conjure. It's, again, a very small con, but I really liked hanging out with Sandeep, and I really loved hanging out with Dana Snyder. They were two great guys to hang out with.
I want to do the party bus again, so it would be great if they go to the same places, at least two of the places, but if they go to some new places, I would like that too, because, like I said, I learned about those really good places, Cloak and Blaster and the Geek Easy, because of the party bus. So it would be cool to find out some new places that we can go to.
Maybe some new places have opened since then.
Maybe.
It's been a couple of years.
You never know. And I think that's probably Fanboy Expo. So the beginning of this year, I'm really looking forward to.
The first three, yeah.
The rest of the year, I may be too.
And then Spooky in April again.
Because it just depends on what they introduce as far as their guest list. I would like some of these cons to do more with their panels so that I can look forward to the panels. So with as far as panels go, it's Dragon Con that I'm interested in.
Yeah, give space.
A lot more.
Any convention organizers are listening, give space and let the fans create panels. You're going to have some great content that you ain't got to pay for. You just pay for the space and say, hey, I've got the space. These hours, you know, whatever. And open it up. Let people know. And they'll populate those spaces with some really great content. And you'll have your guests will have a great time. Other than that, I really don't have a lot to say.
I'm all done.
This has been another great episode of Convicts Convention Podcast. Once you're in,
you're in for life.
You're in for life.